Ramon Ojeda was a 22-year-old Army specialist from the small town of Ramona outside of San Diego. He was killed in Iraq after his convoy was ambushed on May 1st en route from Baghdad to Kuwait. Ramon Ojeda will be buried in San Diego today. Allison St. John of member station KPBS spoke to his family and has this remembrance.
There's a picture of Ramon Ojeda tied to the gate at the bottom of the winding single-track lane that leads up to his family's home. The modest house is right at the end of the road, tucked in among oak trees in the backcountry hills. Ramon's father, Joaquim, is a Vietnam vet. He is proud of his son and hung another picture of Ramon in full military uniform on the living room wall.
He joined ROTC, you can see the picture there. And as soon as he graduated from high school, he went into the Army.
Ramon had watched his dad repair trucks since he was a kid, and his job in the Army was to repair construction equipment. He phoned his father the day before his convoy left Baghdad to get spare parts from Kuwait.
And he says, Dad, he says, don't worry. If the Lord is going to take me, he'll take me right out of your hands. He says, I can die at your house. I can die on the street in California. She says, just as well. He says, when my day is done, he's going to take me.
Ramon was killed 2 days later on the outskirts of the city of Al Amara. His wife, Leslie, also serving in the army in Iraq, was the first to be informed of his death. His father tells the story.
What happened is when they got to town, the civilians were telling them to go back. You know, like, go back, go back. But they said they couldn't. And then all of a sudden they came under fire. So when everything was over, they went and they looked for him, and he was, you know, his hand was still on the trigger, you know.
Leslie Ojeda accompanied her husband's body back to the United States. She came to his parents' backcountry home to share their grief and to pick up her baby son, just 14 months old. Ramon's sister, Celia, says her brother had reenlisted for this, his second tour of duty in Iraq, to give his son a better future.
I think he did it primarily for his son, I think. I would say his son, and because he wanted to finish his education.
Ramon Ojeda's father remembers how he and his son had talked and planned.
He wanted to be an engineer. He wanted to set up his own business when he got out. And I said, mijo, I'm waiting for you to get out, you know, so we can put up our own business and, you know. And all that, well, it's, you know, it's history.
Ramon Ojeda's body was returned to his parents' hometown church on Mother's Day.
I'm just proud of him. My only boy.
Ramon Ojeda will be buried today with full military honors. For NPR News, I'm Allison St. John in San Diego.